You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and that is legendary jazz saxophonist Charlie Parker playing Grooving High at the Hi-Hat, which was a South End jazz club. This was 1953, so the Hi-Hat's now closed. It was just one of what were at least a dozen jazz venues in Boston. Frank Poindexter of Wally's, which is the only one remaining from that golden era, told Radio Boston that his grandfather, who founded Wally's, tapped into the fact that Boston was a key stop on an East Coast circuit for black jazz musicians.
He was able to secure a lot of talent from New York and through the whole Chitlin' circuit, which many African-American musicians had used that network in order to get gigs up and down the East Coast.
So while the city's still home to premier institutions for studying jazz, like the Berklee College of Music, venues are more scarce compared to those days. But Michael Feldman's doing something about it. He owns a building on Hampton Street and has launched a series of free live jazz events on Thursday nights at the Long Live Roxbury Brewery, one of his tenants. And this Thursday, jazz drummer Mark Walker and his ensemble Triad will play. Walker teaches at Berklee. We've got them both here in Studio 2. Michael Feldman, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Mark Walker, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is a chance to kind of situate what you're doing now in a larger jazz picture. Michael Feldman, not everybody knows jazz. They certainly don't know Boston jazz history. How did this even happen?
Well, our company got to a mature level where we feel like we need to do some for the community every year. So this year, around December, we had this idea. Why don't we activate our tenant space for the community? Why don't we bring live jazz in, make it free for everybody? And we're going to invest some money in it and not try to make it be a moneymaker, but have it be a great community space. So that's kind of how we started. I started reaching out to some musicians I knew. I met Mark Walker, who's legendary, and I didn't even know him. But since then, we've had wonderful events. People are thrilled in there. And these days, we need uplifting things happening. And this has been just a great event for all of us.
And before I bring Mark into the conversation, what are you hearing from people so far? Tell me two comments you've heard from people who have come to one of the performances.
Some people say, wow, I didn't know this place existed because the brewery is wonderful with incredible beer. And then the music people keep coming back. So they're saying, wow, these are some of the best musicians in town. They didn't know, where did this place come from? How is this? But they keep coming back. It is so much fun.
So, Mark, when you heard that there was this opportunity, were you just like all in immediately?
Oh, yeah. I got the call from John Lockwood, bassist, legendary bassist, to play there with Tim Ray. And we've had a trio for a long time, so we had a great time playing. And the first thing I noticed is that there are people of all stripes, all ages, totally digging the music, having a great time. And that's really the best atmosphere to play in.
So this Thursday night, you're going to play with a group called Triad. You've got an upcoming album, yes?
Right.
Yeah. So you gave us some songs that you said we could share. So this is a little bit of Hermetic.
Right.
So we're going to bring this down and play it in the background for a minute.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about the feel of this music. Who's in the trio? What are the influences? Tell us a little more.
This is my tune. It's dedicated to Hermeto Pascoal, the famous musician from Brazil, multi-instrumentalist and composer. The trio consists of Maxim Lubarsky, who happens to be from Ukraine, and Oscar Stagnaro, who is from Peru. So we got together and formed this trio, and we've been playing different gigs. And it's really the concept of the trio is South American jazz, basically. So we jump around, we go from Uruguay to Peru to Brazil and incorporate Colombian music as well. But it's all jazz.
Yeah. So I want to note the international nature of that alone, Michael Feldman, you know, so Brazilian music, you've got someone from Ukraine, someone from Peru in that group. Across the landscape of these events, and we're talking about these live free jazz events on Thursday nights, are you seeing a global music genre come back to the city in this way? And again, I want to note, there are other jazz venues. There's Regatta Bar, there's Scullers, there's Nia's, there's Wally's still. but there can be more, right? So are you discovering an international lens on this scene for you and for the listeners who are there?
Yeah, we are seeing that. I mean, we're in the heart of Roxbury, right outside the South End. So we have a lot of Spanish-speaking neighbors, English-speaking neighbors, French. There's people from Haiti. So we are seeing a lot of people from the neighborhood coming in from all walks of life for different groups. I'm here for the Calypso night because I'm from the Caribbean. I'm here for the Latin night, so on and so forth. And my love has always been somewhere in the Brazilian-Cuban music world. So bringing that into not only my life and back to the community has been great. And like Mark said, generational, from kids to adults, all different languages, looks, it's been great.
So let's play some more music from Triad, Mark, the group you're playing with on Thursday night. This one's called Futebol do Bar. Let's just listen for a minute. Who's on bass? Who am I hearing on bass?
This
there?
Is Oscar Stagnaro.
Yeah. So tell me about the song.
So this was written by Cesar Camargo Mariano, the great Brazilian pianist who I had the good fortune to work with in the 90s and the 2000s. And the last tour we did in Brazil featured Michael Brecker, Diane Reeves, and Ivan Lins. So that was quite a thrill.
All greats in the industry.
Right.
What does it mean to be able to bring a new group together? Because I think not a lot of people necessarily know that jazz musicians come together, pull apart, come together in new formations, pull apart, play different people's music in different styles, right? You played with John Lockwood one night there, and now you're playing with a different group. What does it allow you to do when you can experiment that way?
It makes us feel free to be creative and to come up with something new that we want to hear. That's really it.
And have you heard something in playing with this Triad group that scratched an itch for you?
Absolutely. When
Tell
we got together
it.
And rehearsed this tune, for example, we were just throwing in ideas, throwing out ideas, and revising the arrangement in real time. And it was so much fun. I was just like a smiling ear to ear, and we all felt it.
We're talking here with Mark Walker, who is with the group Triad, who's performing Thursday night in Live Roxbury, Long Live Roxbury. These are the Thursday night jazz performances. We also have here Michael Feldman. He's the CEO of the Boston Land Survey Company, Feldman Geospatial, owns the building where all this is going down. It's free jazz on Thursday nights. So I'm going to pull that music back because I want to shift gears for just a minute, Michael. I'm going to play you a little bit of sound from a conversation that we had just what? I was going to say last month, but it's April now, so a little more than a month ago, back in February, here on the show with journalist and Boston historian Dart Adams. And we were talking about some of this more hidden black history of Boston. And he talked a little bit about Boston's hidden jazz history.
Mother's Lunch, 510 Columbus. It has like what would have been a sidewalk cafe, and it's one of one on Columbus Ave. And you look at it, and you're like, what was this? But growing up in my neighborhood, people would tell me that was Mother's Lunch and tell me who was there, who used to live there. Sammy Davis Jr. and the Will Maston Trio used to live there. Miles Davis, Sarah Vaughan, everybody famous who sang or was a jazz musician.
So the fact that you, Mark Walker, didn't know, right? That look on your face, that look of being stunned.
That was amazing.
Yeah, right? And there were more names. That's a piece of what Dart told us. And there's no plaque there. The building is still there. It's privately owned. When I heard that this music was coming and it was free and open to the public, part of what struck me about it, Michael Feldman, was that it is situated in a real Boston history of jazz, of integrating black and white clubs, of bringing forward music that affected everyone from Malcolm X to Quincy Jones when he was here studying at Berkeley. It's a piece of something that can rejuvenate and rise again now. Do you feel a responsibility there, or is it just fun? Did you even know?
That's a great question. I mean, it was more about what can we do for the community, but I feel like it's really blossomed because I'm seeing musicians that come who have as much fun playing as we have watching. We see kids coming. We have local food trucks and food vendors from Roxbury bringing Caribbean food. And it's been a real, I keep saying community, but that's what it is. So we feel responsible now to keep it going because, you know, what we've created seems to be part of the neighborhood now. And that's really what we want.
And Mark, to hear something like what we just heard from Dart Adams, that that piece of history from Mother's Lunch was there, to know that there is a map that the city of Boston put out that has, you know, these 12 or 13 jazz venues that in the 30s, 40s, 50s were all across the city, bringing through a network of jazz artists. As someone who teaches at a college, Berklee College of Music, with a famed jazz tradition, how do you situate these little moments, these Thursday nights, right? And what do you tell your students?
Oh, I always tell them to come out, of course, because, I mean, you know, just knowing about these old venues just blows my mind, and I just wish I could transport back and experience that. But we're creating a new experience for people to enjoy, no matter who they are, no matter where they're at. And, yeah, that's what we do.
So one of the things that I wanted to, and I'll stay with you, Mark Walker, percussionist, professor, member of the ensemble triad, that's going to be playing on Thursday night. Jazz in Boston occupied a particular piece of Black history here. And one of the things that strikes me is your group is playing South American jazz, Latin jazz,
right,
and some Cuban jazz.
Right.
And there's a real tradition in history to Cuban jazz as well. And I think it's interesting, and I wanted you to pull that out a little bit.
Sure. Well, I've been working with Paquito de Rivera for about 33 years, and we continue to work together. We have some gigs coming up. And I also got to work with Arturo Sandoval for a while. And just the level of musicianship is just unparalleled when you see people like drummer Daphnis Prieto, for example, or percussionist Pedrito Martinez. They've just taken it to such a high level, drawing from African roots. It's such a beautiful thing, and it's one of the things that's inspired me since the late 80s when I heard it.
And how has it changed how you perform as a musician? I mean, you were playing in the early 80s, right? Mm-hmm. What changed for you?
Well, I think getting a little bit more of a sense of rhythmically where it was coming from. So the clave figures into it, and getting to know different composers. And, you know, when I got the gig with Paquito, I was just living in Chicago, and all of a sudden I was in New York working with people like Giovanni Hidalgo and Daniel Perez and all these people. I was just immersed. It was the total immersion program, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. All right, so I want to play one more song, and we can finish the segment actually on this song as we finish our conversation. This is also Mark from the group Triad from your upcoming album, and this song is called, do you say Angelica?
You can say Angelica or Angelica.
Or Angelica, and so here it is. And Michael Feldman, I'll turn back to you one more time. How long is this series of events scheduled out, and where can people go to find out more?
So right now we're scheduled through the end of June, and we're talking about what summer programming should be. And right now you can go to longlivebeerworks.com, and you can see the Boston, they have Providence location, see the Boston location. And you can follow Instagram for Long Live as well, and Feldman, at Feldman Boston.
And how many people can be there on a Thursday night? Is this a little intimate setting? Is it a 200-person setting? How do we picture it?
So their capacity is 180.
So it can be pretty big.
So we've seen a big Saturday Latin night with about 160, which is incredible. These Thursday nights we're seeing more like anywhere from 60 to 90.
And what time do they start?
They start early, around 6, a little after 6, and they go to 8:30. There's dinner there, and there's great beer on tap, all kinds. So it's a great night to get something after work, have a bite to eat, and you get home at a decent hour.
All right. Michael Feldman is CEO of the Boston Land Survey Company, Feldman Geospatial, and owner of the Long Live Roxbury Building, where these jazz events are happening. And Mark Walker is a Berklee College of Music faculty member and a jazz drummer with the ensemble Triad. You're hearing them now, and they'll be playing this Thursday night. Thanks so much to both of you for being
here.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
When we next speak with you in just, what, a minute and a half, we're going to be talking about not jazz, but falafel. And Chef Joe Gatto is going to teach us how to make it. We'll talk a little bit about its history and how you make those chickpeas just the right consistency. I'm Tiziana Deering. You're listening to Radio Boston.